heart, let's go again. All right, do we have a nursery?
Well, we have the nursery worker. We didn't know if we had children under five today. Maybe it was sort of a nice break for Miss Julie. We didn't have any of the little ones that small. Maybe, do we, how many children are under five that would go to the nursery? Is it okay? We thought we might give Miss Julie a break today. She's enjoying the series, and she's willing and able, but if we don't have one or two, then they can stay.
How many of you live with somebody that acts like they're five? Raise your hand. Today that's part of that group that's here, but a lot of people have gone through, seems like in the last few weeks, a lot of our old people are going through a lot. Either they've gotten some bad news, or they've been dealing with a lot of health issues. So, you know, let's pray for our older congregation. We miss them when they're not here, and we love them. So let's just keep that in mind today. All right, the subject of the hour. It's a good subject. Any of you ever been disappointed in life? How do you deal with it? Some people, it defines them for the rest of their life. You can't get through it, can't get around it, can't get over it. We're going to try to figure out that way. Because every person here, and those watching me by internet, has had to deal with this emotional subject of being disappointed. Even if you're disappointed in yourself. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. We always read the introduction because I think it sets the tone. Thoughts are things. Powerful things. We believe this. Our thoughts have the power to lift us up or hold us back. Our pervading attitudes have the power to create happiness or dissatisfaction, joy or pain. Peace or stress, success or failures. The subject today is dealing with disappointments. From time to time, all of us face life-altering disappointments that leave us breathless. Oftentimes, these disappointments come unexpectedly, leaving us with more questions than answers. That's the truth. The trouble of it is, it's where we go to get the answers is the problem sometimes. But even when we don't have all the answers, or for that matter, even when we don't seem to have any of the answers, God does. God does. Whatever our circumstances, whether we stand atop the highest mountain or wander through the darkest of valleys, God is ready to protect us, comfort us, and heal us. Our task is to let Him do it. Now, it's amazing that we have to allow God to do this. You would think this was something that we would want to have done. God does not force Himself on any of us. You understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
But He's there. He's willing. He wants to help you through it. But folks, it's your choice. Keep that in mind. Life is a tapestry of events. Some grand, some not so grand. Some disappointing, oftentimes tragic. During the happy times, we are tempted to take our blessings for granted. Oh, wow. Did y'all just hear what I just read? Let me tell you something, folks. It's easy to praise the Lord when everything you touch turns to gold. It's easy to praise the Lord when everything's going fine. Everybody's happy. Everybody's well. Everybody's getting along. Isn't it? Because then you think, well, I don't know that I really need God that much. And we take Him for granted. When we do that, you better hang on. Because, buddy, life's getting ready to change. Keep that in mind. But during life's difficult days, we discover precisely what we are made of. You don't really know what you're made of until you face some difficult decisions or difficult times. You know that?
Amen.
You believe that? Really, I mean, it's easy to be strong, but it's all wonderful. You let your world fall out from underneath you. And let's find out what you're made of. And believe me, in the world we live in today, we found out what the people are made of. Look around here at this church. Because people seem to do one of two things when disappointments come. Either they run to God or they blame God. Do you hear that? Either they blame God or they run to God. Believe me, those are two big choices in life. Some people seem to have already made. If your faith is being tested by difficult circumstances, perhaps it's time to ask yourself three important questions. These are good questions. Look at them. Number one, how does God want me to respond to this disappointment? Number two, what does God want me to learn from this disappointment? And number three, where does God want me to go from here? Three good questions. When you ask yourself these questions, here are some things to consider. Now, under this next one I'm going to read, there's three headings. One's called your response. Next is called your lessons. And the third is called your future. Because disappointments in life and how you handle them affect your future. You understand that? This means yes. You understand that? I want you to listen very closely. The decisions you make today affect tomorrow. You understand that? I mean, that's basic psychology, but you need to understand that the decisions that you make today, you'll deal with tomorrow. Under your response, the writer says, God wants you to respond to life's disappointing moments with an attitude of obedience. An attitude here is a key word. No matter how difficult your circumstances, no matter how difficult your circumstances, God calls you to obey the instructions that are contained in His holy word. We're going to look at that in a few minutes. He wants you to remain hopeful, remain faithful, and be courageous. Read this one more time. He wants you to be hopeful, faithful, and courageous. Now, is that easy to do? No, it's not. I didn't say any of this response is easy. But again, we're going to find out what we're made out of. And what we're made out of is whatever's inside us. What's inside of me is what makes me. If I'm inside of me, I'm going to lose. If Jesus and His Holy Spirit's inside of me, I'm going to win. It comes down to that simple. It's that simple. You understand that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. God also expects you, boy, this is tough, but listen to it. God also expects you to forgive those who have injured you. And He wants you to treat others with kindness and gentleness. Disappointments. Most people would say that 75% of their disappointments is because of other people. 25% is because of yourself. And a lot of times where the disappointment comes in, it's not the fact that you're disappointed in yourself, but it's how you reacted to other people. That's where the disappointment is. Because if somebody says something, hurts me, hurts my feelings, hurts people around me, then I write them off. I don't want nothing to do with them. I don't care if I ever see them again. You ever heard people say that? They can just dump for all I care. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to answer the email. And if I see them out somewhere, I ain't got no time of day. That's how the general public deals with disappointment. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and my way is not that way. Because I'll tell you why. If you don't understand one thing about God, if you don't understand one thing about Jesus, it's this. When Jesus was on that cross, and he was looking down at the people that put him on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We have to understand something and understand it right now, folks. We have to learn somehow or another to figure out how to forgive, or you'll deal with disappointment the rest of your life. And as I've said many times, folks, usually the one that hurts is you. That's the one you need to forgive. Give the Lord a hand of applause. These commandments are often difficult to obey, and yes, they are. Especially when you feel angry or hurt, but obey them you must. Otherwise, you invite God's disapproval. Because it's up to me. It's up to me. If I don't learn to forgive, God's word says, don't you expect to be forgiven. That's pretty strong language, folks. Now, your lessons. What does God want you to learn from your disappointments? Every disappointing chapter of life has important lessons to teach. But no one can seem to learn those lessons for you. You must learn them for yourself. And with God's help, you will. Life is full of lessons, folks. And we've got to learn. We've got to learn. We can't do it on our own. We've got to do it with God's help. If we don't, you're going to be miserable from now on. That's just the truth. Hidden within every disappointment is the potential for personal and spiritual growth. Life's darker days are filled with teachable moments. Moments that offer unique learning opportunities. During these moments, God has things that he wants to say, especially to you. You, in turn, must make yourself obedient to his instruction. The thing about disappointments, folks, that you've got to understand is when you blame God for that, you're not going to learn a thing. And life's going to be worse. Quit trying to blame God. And say, God, I need your help. I'm dealing with something that's tearing me up inside. There's some things that I need to do, and somehow I know that I can't seem to find the strength to do it, Lord, and I need you to help me. Learn your lesson. And how you do it is to make through with every disappointment that comes along. Some of them are minor, some of them are major. But it doesn't make any difference. The formula is the same. Don't run from God. Run to God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now your future. If you've endured a life-altering disappointment, you may have a good reason to ask. You have a good reason to ask. Where do you want me to go from here, Lord? And you may rest assured that intact, understand that, in his time, your Heavenly Father will answer you. His answer may not come immediately, but it may not come in the way that you expect. But of this you can be certain, you, if you certainly ask, God will answer on His time, in His way. It's not the fact that you go to Him and you ask the question, it's when the answer comes, will you receive it? And will you listen? And will you act appropriately? Because sometimes God may come back and say, hey, brother, you know, that was as much your fault as the other's. Sometimes I can like to hear that. But I better listen to it. Your Heavenly Father has a perfect plan and a chosen path for all His children, including you and me. When tough times arrive, when, not if, when, tough times will come. This has been a horrible week for people who live in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas. Some people have lost everything they've worked for. Over 300 people. Well, I think it's much more than that. I think Haiti almost lost maybe 900 people. People's lives have been destroyed. And yet we have to understand, folks, that no matter what you really want to say about things, God is in control. He's still in control. Don't run from Him. Run to Him. When tough times arrive, you should learn from your experiences and you should prayerfully seek God's guidance for the future. Yes, you should. Then you should get busy with the work at hand, the difficult and rewarding work of overcoming your disappointments. It's a progress. You don't overcome disappointments in a minute or an hour, but you can do it. But you have to start asking and praying for God's guidance and help, and He will get you through it, over, around it, whatever it needs to be. He will teach you the lesson, and if you're willing to listen, you're willing to respond to it, you're willing to receive it, you can take disappointments and turn them around. Next thing you know, what you've got is a testimony. You get that? Your testimony is about your disappointments in life and how you overcome it through God's amazing grace.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. When you do your part, God will do His part. And you can be assured that in time your Heavenly Father will turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. He'll pick you up if you ask. He will lift you up if you ask. He will do what is asked of Him. May not change the circumstances, because maybe the circumstances are teaching you a lesson. He may not always heal you, because maybe your illness is your testimony. I don't know why my foot hasn't been healed. I don't know why I've got to deal with dialysis. I don't know why I've had open heart surgery. I don't know why I broke my arm. I don't know why I deal with what I've got to deal with. But it's made me who I am today. Has it not? I mean, look at you. Well, maybe don't look at it, but I'm just telling you. You know, I see people when I can, when I go to the hospital. My doctors have told me to stay away from hospitals, and, you know, that they're all afraid I'm going to catch something. Sometimes I just have to do what I have to do. But folks, I've seen people that's got a whole lot less wrong with them than doing a whole lot worse than I am. And that's not because I'm so Superman. It's just simply because I'm a man saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Alright, 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, for now we see in a mirror darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even as also I am fully known. Paul says, I don't know why I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with. I don't have all the answers. But one day I serve a person that's going to give me the answers. And here's the real thing. thing about this piece of scripture? You may not get every answer that you want while you're on this planet, folks. Your job is to respond, believe, walk by faith, live your testimony, and say, I'm here by the grace of God. One day, as he says, I don't see clearly, but one day I'm going to see clearly when I get to be with my Lord. And then I'll know why whatever happened to me happened to me. At that point, I'm not going to care because I ain't going to have this old body. I'm going to have a strong body, good-looking body. Yeah. Yeah. I figure the uglier you are, the prettier you'll be in heaven. Mark, you and I will be one pretty guy, baby. Let me tell you that. Man, can't wait. We don't have all the answers, folks. Disappointments come in life. But put it in God's hands and see where the journey takes you. All right, Larry, here we go. Paul says again in Philippians chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, brother, I do not myself yet to have laid me hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Disappointments can be fleeting. Leave them behind you. Deal with them. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Live by His grace. Get up tomorrow. Be thankful that you was able to get up. Be thankful you got a job to go to. Be thankful you've got whatever health you got to get out of bed, because there's a lot of people worse off than you. Yeah, there's some disappointments in life. We all know that. But it doesn't have to define you. It doesn't have to live with you forever. Put it behind you. Ask God to guide you. Ask God to change you. Ask God. Say, Lord, I need you. And I promise you, He will be there. He'll pick you up. Dust you off. Say, take one foot in front of the other and follow me. We're not in the promised land yet, folks. That's why we deal with disappointments. But don't look back. Look forward. Let's follow Jesus to the promised land. In the world we live in today, folks, there's not much good news around. I don't know much good news out there. But there's still good news in God's house. This is why you need to be in church. This may be the only good news and good things that you hear in a week's time. He said, God loves you. God cares about you. Loves your family. Loves your church. Children, loves your parents. Loves everything about you. Wants to see the best for you. But He will not force Himself on you. He won't force people to come into these doors. But to those who come in these doors, He will bless. And He'll be a part of your home. No matter what you see around you, stay focused on God. Stay focused. Don't worry about disappointments. They come and go. But Jesus is forever. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. Father, what a beautiful day to be in your house, to hear God's word. Everyone within the sound of my voice, to those watching by internet, as those that's in this audience, has had to deal with disappointments in life. Maybe dealing with some even as we speak. But we need to understand, Father, it does not have to define us. We can move forward. We can get up. We can move. We can go forward one step at a time if we'll follow Jesus. Father, may that be our message. May that be our testimony. May that be our action today. Father, bless this congregation. We have so many that are out. Some are sick. Some are just defiant. But Father, they better wake up. They better wake up. But to these faithful people here week after week, Father, we love them. We're thankful that we have a message for them. May we continue to move forward in all that we do. Father, bless this time. For it needs to be a quiet time for these people to come to this altar, Father. We lift them up. We pray that they do. If someone needs, Father, to come and to let me pray with them, we, Father, invite them to do that. Most of all, Father, for somebody lost, when they come, let me introduce them to Jesus. Father, the clock is ticking and time is running. We love you. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come?